Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC. And a warm welcome to those coming to Columbus this weekend for, one, the Memorial Tournament, and two, the United States Conference of Mayors, which is in town this weekend, Friday through Monday. The United States Conference of Mayors is a conference with the movers and leaders of cities across America coming together. And where are they coming together again, you ask, this year? Well, this city, our city, the first major conference in Columbus since the PCMA Convening Leaders Conference Convention in January to kick off the year. And the Memorial Tournament is up in Dublin. It's the party at Jack's Place, the Muirfield Village Golf Club, with some of the world's most elite and top golfers playing this week. And there is a full week of events around the Memorial Tournament at Muirfield. And up in Dublin at Bridge Park is the Four Fest.
Four.
This Friday and Saturday for the Memorial Tournament. And that kicked off Thursday and goes through Sunday. And there's not a raindrop in sight.
Four.
Monday. Outside Columbus City Hall in downtown Columbus, Stonewall Columbus will illuminate Columbus City Hall to kick off Pride Month with the Pride Illumination Ceremony. In Bexley, they have a marathon of events this weekend. Kicking the weekend off is the Pride Walk at Capital University on Friday evening in Bexley, followed by the main event featuring a talent show, Bexley's Got Talent, and a movie at dusk on the green in Bexley. Saturday is the Porch Fest in central Bexley with musicians playing on porches and as money for Alzheimer's research for the beer sales. And then Sunday, the other main event in Bexley is the Women's Club's annual Home and Garden Tour in Bexley. Friday up in Delaware is First Friday, the Summer Street Fest is the theme for this month in Delaware. And Saturday at Boardman Arts Park is Delaware's Pride Festival. Saturday, the Short North, there are a pair of events, the Short North Civic Association's yard sale, and then after that is the Gallery Hop on High Street. Further down High Street, at the Fort, is Steelton Junction from 5 to 8 on Saturday on the south side. And there is an artist and makers market at the historic Livingston House in Reynoldsburg on Saturday. The Worthington Juneteenth Small Business Food Truck Festival will take place at McCord Middle School, which is across from Worthington Kilbourne High School. And it's summer reading season. The main library has their kickoff on Saturday, and you can check out the Lego display at the main library downtown while you're there. The Old Town Art Walk is Sunday at 700 Collective in Old Town East. And Sunday Fun Days return in Old Worthington, and the theme for Worthington this Sunday is Pride, with Worthington Pride. And it is not limited to those 6 hours on the Village Green. June 9th through the 11th, St. John's Church, right there at the corner of 161 and High Street, Granville Road and High Street, will be illuminated for Pride. Light the World with Love, a light show for Pride from 8 to 10. Each evening, Celebration at the Station returns in Hilliard on Thursdays through the summer months. And looking ahead to next Thursday is Rise Up Sea Bus at the First Church of God on Refugee Road. And I Do kicks off Otterbein Summer Theater at Otterbein University, the 1967 musical featuring a couple going through 50 years of a single marriage. And Robin Hood continues the season of family home at Schiller Park Actors Theater, weather permitting, Thursdays through Sundays through June 18th. And there are farmers markets opening up over the next week in Whitehall, Gahanna, New Albany. And next Thursday in New Albany, the farmers market will celebrate Pride there. And next Wednesday, the Franklin Park Conservatory's farmers market kicks off their season. And the Weekend Warrior will be back next week with the Gateway to Summer, the Columbus Arts Festival. Have a good weekend. Not a raindrop in sight.